Elsewhere, the Iranian president has warned Asian countries against allowing regional tensions to pave the way for the presence and intervention of superpowers. Hassan Rouhani made the remarks in his meeting with the head of the Presidium of the Supreme People's Assembly of North Korea, Kim Jong-nam. During the meeting, Rouhani stressed the need for collective prudence and a political solution to differences to maintain stability and security in East Asia. The remarks come amid heightened tensions in the Korean Peninsula following Pyongyang's nuclear test and the U.S. reaction to send nuclear bombers to South Korea in a show of force earlier this month. The meeting between Rouhani and Nam came on the sidelines of the summit of the Non-Aligned Movement in Venezuela. Political commentator Inar Tangen joins us now from Beijing. So welcome to the program. First of all, walk us through the comments made by Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, the highlight of it being his warning to Asian countries against allowing regional tensions, paving the way for the presence and intervention of superpowers in the region.
Well, I think everybody would agree that having outside forces setting up scenarios where they're creating client states in the interests of things that need to be resolved through diplomacy as opposed to gunboats is advisable. Dr. Rouhani said, you know, quite frankly, that everything should be resolved through talks. I think that can be widely agreed on. But that applies to all nations in all situations, not just the Southeast China Seas or the China Seas.
Well, during the meeting, President Rouhani stressed the need for that collective prudence and political solution to the differences to maintain stability and security in East Asia. Of course, the issue of stability and security are top on the agenda when we look at the situation on the Korean Peninsula with the nuclear test carried out by the North, and then we have South Korea and the United States with their policy of carrying out the joint military drills and, of course, the deployment of the THAAD missile system in Sangju. Talk to us more about that issue as well.
Well, I mean, the issue really stems from the fact that there's never been a peace treaty signed between South and North Korea. And quite frankly, I mean, there's fault on all sides in this. The U.S. has not been very good about decreasing tensions, but on the other hand, North Korea has consistently been very belligerent in terms of sending up missiles, having nuclear tests, and things like that. They believe that that is absolutely essential to their future security. I don't know if that's necessarily going to be the case, and I would hearken to what Dr. Rouhani says, that increasing tensions is only going to open the door to outside powers becoming much more involved. I don't think, in the case, for instance, of China, that they're particularly impressed that as China was trying to create a different kind of power structure with the G20, that having that those missiles being launched and then the nuclear test was very, very helpful. So I'm concerned that, you know, I think everyone should be concerned that an increasingly isolated North Korea, which is not going towards diplomatic exchanges, and instead resulting to shows of force, is going to create a very, very difficult situation in the future.
Thank you very much, sir. Political commentator Inar Tangen joining us from the Chinese capital, Beijing.